The Apostle Paul found at the end of the last days of his life, that his work is unfinished job. The Lord Jesus at the cross, he can say to his Father, it is accomplished. Perfect work, nothing to add. And the Apostle Paul here is charging you and me, this is for you and me to do the work of evangelist. We read in the 2 Timothy chapter 1 that God given to each of us a spirit of power, love, and sound mind. In the Romans chapter 1, the gospel is the power of God. And we can ask questions to ourselves. We are so privileged. God has given to us all we need. But is it that a reality in our lives? When we read that God has given us a spirit of power, and we read that the gospel is the power of God. Yes, it is. But how we live that reality, I just want to make some suggestions, practical suggestions. You know, when you are reading loudly the word of God, you are hearing what you are reading. And by hearing the word of God, it has an impact. More you read loudly the word of God, it has an impact in you. Because by hearing the word of God, your faith is increasing. And more you repeat what you are reading, certainly it's become a part of you. We know that in some religion, they love to repeat what they are learning. And this has an impact. The word of God in our heart, more we have the word of God in our heart, is become a move. The Holy Spirit will use that to glorify the person of our Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit will use only the word of God in our heart. And the love of Christ will increase in our heart, because the word in our heart will produce that result. And then our priorities will be more clear. You know, to do the work of evangelist is mean that we have in heart the lost souls. We know that in 2 Timothy chapter 4, the apostle is talking about the judgment to come. And we know that for those who do not accept the Lord Jesus, they will go through judgment. So all these things will occupy our heart, and we'll have more desire to go before the lost soul. So when we are reading the word of God, we need, by the grace of God, to ask for help to keep the word in our heart. To keep the word in our heart, and to ask that the Lord can use us based on his word to glorify himself. May the Lord encourage us to spend time reading the word, but to keep the word of God in our heart. That's only will produce a result.